Hey, hey, ho, ho, represent New Mexico. That's what over 400 New Mexicans did this past Saturday, January 21st, in Washington, D.C., at the Women's March on Washington. It was part of a staggering worldwide demonstration of people making sure their voices are heard. I'm Dr. Melanie Harth, and the show is Living from Happiness. And can I just tell you, there's a lot of living from happiness when over 5 million folks globally stand up together in a peaceful demonstration, even in the midst of disagreements and differing points of views, to say what's important to them. I was on the ground in Washington, D.C. for the Women's March in the midst of over 500,000 people. The show today is loud, it's raucous, it's passionate, and it is exuberant. What you just heard was part of the New Mexico crowd standing with our gorgeous state flag, joyously representing our state in the nation's capital. I talked with senators, members of Congress, local organizers, a Santa Fe Public School nurse, and her Taos artist friend, all in a remarkable outpouring of passion from our state.
Tell us who you are, please, where we are, and why we're here.
So this is Michelle Lujan Grisham, and I'm a congresswoman in the 1st Congressional District, which is Albuquerque and the surrounding areas. We are standing near 3rd and Independence, right in D.C. You can hear the crowd. There's a huge rally before the march actually starts, and I'm in the epicenter of all the New Mexicans who have either flown, driven themselves, participated in a 36-hour bus ride, and the energy is phenomenal because this is really about making sure that we are a movement for the righteous issues of equality and protecting our families, and we aren't going to stop until every administration, whether it's this federal one or every local one, does right by its citizens and does right by its women.
What do we need to know at home? What do New Mexico folks need to understand about keeping this momentum going forward, because this is just day one,
right,
or day two?
Citizens' advocacy works, right? Look, we saw it the first day we were back in session. Republicans in Congress tried to completely eliminate ethics investigations, the independent body, and people stood out and stood up, and they backed away. So yes, they may have the numbers, but our voices can be heard, and so this is what New Mexicans have to stay the course. And look, they did that. We've returned the Democratic legislature. They're back in power. Look at who our Secretary of State is. So looking at ways to make sure that we don't have voter suppression, that we're including every participant, that we're reaching out to all age groups, that makes productive policy and for New Mexico to heal. In the context of all the stuff that's going on, this momentum must be kept forward, and let's get everybody else around the country to do the kind of stuff that we're beginning to do to heal our families in New Mexico.
Congresswoman, I don't think you have quite enough energy or passion, for heaven's sake.
Oh, it's the best. And I'm so proud of New Mexico right now. I can hardly stand it.
It's really exciting.
We stand out. It's so beautiful. I mean, we're doing this on the radio, but you should see there is just so many women and their families and their brothers and husbands and sons and their children. But New Mexico, with this vibrant Z and the yellow, we stand out. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we so totally proud. Rock. I'll see you this afternoon at your reception.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
You're going to want to go that way.
Okay. Tell us your name, where you live, and what you're doing here, in a wheelchair, no less.
Okay, Mickey Wright, and I have alpacas with my sister up here. Evelyn Simons. And I'm in a wheelchair because I have trouble walking long distances, but I can walk. But everybody has been so friendly. And my concern is a lot of stuff, but mainly education, because I taught for 37 years. And I'm all for a public secular education. And I'm worried that some of our freedoms are going away.
Did you come on the bus all the way from Albuquerque?
I flew in, and there were many, many people flying in on Southwest.
Let me talk to your sister for just a minute. It's so nice to meet you. Tell us your name, please.
Evelyn Simons.
And say the name of the alpaca place again.
Aspen Ridge Alpacas.
And why are you in Washington, D.C., pushing your sister in a wheelchair?
You need to be here.
Why do we need to be here?
Yes.
Why?
Why? You just to make a statement.
What are we saying? What are you saying?
Oh, I'm saying we need health care. My daughter has Parkinson's and she can't.
General access to the valley.
She has to have the medical care.
Do you need ADA?